Christy Gnome slammed for Bizarre, nearly 5-minute infomercial for dentist in Texas. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on March 12, 2024. Many were left confused on Monday after South Dakota Governor Christy Gnome R. posted a nearly 5-minute long video praising her dental team based in Texas, expressing that she is finally happy with the shape and color of her teeth and that they at last feel better. "I love my new family at Smile Texas. The video says it all, and I am so grateful for their help fixing my smile for me," Gnome said, posting the video to her social media account on X. In it, Gnome said she needed to have an adjustment to her teeth from a biking accident that occurred years ago, which knocked out her front teeth. She said she had a consultation with Smile Texas years ago via Zoom but could never quite find the time and recently had the chance to work with Dr. Davis. She went on to praise Smile Texas profusely, describing the team as remarkable and thanking them for finally giving her a smile that I can be proud of and confident in. The governor said, "I think that I chose the team here at Smile Texas because they're the best. First of all, I'd studied a lot of the work that they had done and talked to a lot of people that had been here, but also because they were so kind. They wanted to make sure that I was happy with my smile. Not only that the bite was correct and that I liked the shape, the color, but that it was going to work for me for the rest of my life and that it was something that I could be proud of." Gnome explained that the arena she is now in, politics, has a lot to do with speaking and her appearance, saying, "I want when people look at me to hear the words that I say and not be distracted by something that I'm wearing or how I look or even my appearance. I want them to focus on my thoughts and ideas and what we can do to really make this country better. So for me, being able to have a confident smile and have my teeth be something that's not a distraction, but actually is appealing to people will be helpful because I think that it'll make sure that we're focused on really the right points that I want to make and make sure that that confidence shines through." The governor added that her teeth now feel better in my mouth. She went on to praise Smile Texas for working with her crazy schedule and ultimately said she cried when she saw her new teeth. "I came back just 7 days later and had the final install done and the work completed," she said, adding that she had an uncle who was an orthodontist and recalling that he always said her teeth were not bad enough. "I knew that my teeth weren't perfect, that they were okay, but they weren't bad enough to fix. It's just been something that I've always thought and hoped that someday I could address it," she continued. The video generated a ton of negative and confused reactions, as many wondered if it was even ethical for Gnome to post such an advertisement. "Are you even allowed to do this type of stuff while holding public office?" one asked. "Wait, I'm confused. Did the governor of South Dakota just film an infomercial for the dentist that did her veneers?" another remarked. Others described the video as extremely bizarre, while others asked, "Who told you this was a good idea? Hang on, I was under the impression this type of stuff was why some people couldn't get into politics," another said. "The only time this seems appropriate is after you leave office." Other comments include, "This is just not right on so many levels. Final install sounds like you purchased a new water heater. Omg. Have you been hacked? WTF is going on? Should have done an ad for your state saying you need a dental specialist to help you. Why on earth is the governor of South Dakota advertising for the company that put in her veneers and is based in Texas? What fresh hell is this? Are you advertising? WTF is going on here? This is so cringe, creepy, and quite possibly illegal. You're promoting Texas businesses as the governor of SD." The backlash continues to pour in as Gnome has continued to weigh in on the presidential race, telling Newsmax earlier this year that she does not support the prospect of Nikki Haley joining former President Donald Trump's ticket. The South Dakota governor has been one of the names floated by the media in Trump's search for a running mate.